with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. President Biden hosted congressional leaders at the White House Wednesday to push for fresh aid to Ukraine, with Republicans insisting they must first get major concessions on southern border security. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says the Senate could vote on President Biden's supplemental funding package next week.
We have a number of important international responsibilities, and I think it's time to go ahead with the supplemental, and I'm anticipating that'll be before us next week.
But House Speaker Mike Johnson says Republicans want transformative changes at the border.
The human catastrophe cannot be overstated. The border is a catastrophe, and it has to be addressed, and you're going to see House Republicans stand in and fighting on that hill because it's important for the country.
The Biden administration announced on Wednesday it has decided to reclassify the Houthis in Yemen as a specially designated global terrorism group. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller says the U.S. does not want the sanctions to hurt Yemen's civilians.
We are working to mitigate any adverse impacts of this designation on the people of Yemen, including through the issuance of 5 general licenses by the Treasury Department designed to ensure that food, fuel, critical humanitarian aid, and essential commercial goods are able to continue flowing to vulnerable Yemeni civilians.
Another Republican presidential debate's been canceled after Nikki Haley's refusal to participate in any forum that doesn't include ex-President Donald Trump. CNN announced Wednesday its Sunday debate is off. ABC and WMUR-TV a day earlier called off their Thursday debate. Haley says she'll only take part in debates if Trump is on stage. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 94 points, the Nasdaq dropped 88, the S&P 500 lower by 26 points. This is SRN News. A little bit of good news about America's families.
A new report from the Institute for Family Studies finds that 71% of children under the age of 18 are living with two parents these days. That's up from 67% back in 2005. While nearly 90% of American kids were living with both mom and dad back in the 1960s, this latest uptick is encouraging. IFS spokesman Nicholas Zill tells the Christian Post, quote, "There seem to be growing numbers of young adults who realize the benefits of marriage for their children." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The family of a boy living as a girl has added South Florida School District as a defendant in a federal lawsuit. At stake is the future of a 2021 state law banning males from playing on female sports teams in the schools. Attorneys for the family have added the Broward School Board, the school district superintendent, and the Florida High School Athletic Association to the suit. This is SRN News. China's population has fallen for a second straight year as births drop even after the end of the state's one-child policy. Correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
China's population fell by 2 million people in 2023 in its second straight annual decrease, according to its government. The birth rate dropped for the seventh straight year and deaths jumped following the end of COVID-19 restrictions. The number of deaths rose by 690,000 to 11.1 million total deaths in 2023. That's more than double the previous year's increase. Experts say the rise comes from an aging of the population and the widespread COVID-19 outbreaks that started in December 2022 and continued into February of last year. I'm Karen Chamas.
Kensington Palace says the Princess of Wales has been hospitalized after undergoing planned abdominal surgery and will remain at a private London clinic. More details at srnnews.com.